It's Friday, August 2nd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Bessie Forest Products has announced a sudden and immediate closure and layoffs. Kenny Bednarik competes in the Olympics this weekend, and his high school coach recalls his drive to be the best. The EPA issues a waiver to ease gas supply shortages and soaring prices. Healthcare groups say AI needs to be limited in the doctor's office. And Governor Tony Evers releases more than $250 million for the long-term caregiving workforce. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Bessie Forest Products in Rice Lake is closed effective today, and nearly four dozen employees have been laid off. The company informed the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development of the closure and layoffs on Thursday, citing an, quote, unprecedented industry downturn and revenues that could no longer support its operations, end quote. The closure has laid off 46 employees. This is a developing story. Rice Lake will be cheering on one of their own in the Paris Olympics this weekend. Kenny Kung Fu Bednarik has returned to the Olympics for a second time competing in track sprints. His former Rice Lake High School track coach Mike Thibault said it is an honor to see his former student advance to and excel at the world-class level. In high school, Bednarik earned numerous school records and seven state titles. That includes a 46-second 400-meter dash at the 2018 state meet as a senior.
In a place where you have the best of the best in the entire state, he stood tall above everyone else, really. I mean, on those 2 days to win the 100, the 200, the 400, and by the time the meet was done, own all three of those state records, it was a tremendous experience to see him kind of, you know, really achieve a high bar.
Thibault said it was a dream of Bednarik's to make it to the Olympics. At times, it was hard to find ways to challenge him, but Thibault said he was driven and focused to train and succeed, all the while remaining humble and a great leader for the school team. Thibault said Bednarik told him he is enjoying Paris.
He's ramped up and ready to go, and he's ready to put it all together on the biggest stage and hopefully deliver some shocks and some wonders and some awes to those that are watching.
Kenny Bednarik will first compete in round one of the 100-meter dash at 4:45 a.m. local time on Saturday, followed by the semifinal and final on Sunday at 1 p.m. and 2:45 p.m. respectively. Round one of the 200-meter dash is 12:55 p.m. on Monday, with the semifinal at 1 p.m. on Wednesday and the final at 1:30 p.m. Thursday. His final event is the 4x100-meter relay next Friday at 12:45 p.m. The Rice Lake All Sports Booster Club is hosting a watch party at the high school auditorium for Bednarik's events on Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, and next Friday. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing an emergency fuel waiver to help alleviate shortages in four states whose gasoline supplies have been impacted by the shutdown of an ExxonMobil refinery in Illinois. ExxonMobil shut down the refinery last month when severe weather swept through the region. Gas prices in the four states spiked higher after the storms, and all have gasoline that costs more than $3.45 a gallon, according to AAA. Locally, prices in Barron County remained around $3.30 a gallon as of Thursday, according to GasBuddy.com. The waiver for Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin will continue through August 20th. Two Wisconsin healthcare groups say the use of AI should be limited. Remy Newport has the diagnosis.
UW Health and medical records company Epic were part of a roundtable discussion on the topic in Washington, D.C. last month. Both say guardrails need to be put in place to ensure AI is being monitored and that patients should know where it is being used. UW Health says it's using AI to perform in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to draft possible responses to patient questions on its MyChart system. A spokesperson says a doctor or nurse will always review messages before they're sent to patients. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A judge has refused to put on hold his ruling that allows disabled people in Wisconsin to be mailed absentee ballots at home in November's presidential election in the closely watched battleground state. Republicans asked the judge to not enforce his ruling while their appeal is pending, but Dane County Circuit Court Judge Everett Mitchell on Thursday rejected their arguments, saying putting his ruling on hold would, quote, inflict significant harm on both the disability rights advocates and the public interest, end quote. It will now be up to the state appeals court to decide whether to pause the ruling before the November 5th election. Governor Tony Evers is releasing more than $250 million to support Wisconsin's long-term caregiving workforce. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Department of Health Services will use the $258 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to create a minimum fee schedule that raises wages and provides care for older adults and individuals with disabilities. Establishing the fee schedule will create minimum amounts that managed care organizations must pay providers for services. According to DHS, Medicaid programs serving nearly 57,000 clients will benefit, including family care. Wisconsin will join 20 other states that already have a minimum fee schedule for these providers, including Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday, and good luck, Kenny.